Hello and welcome to another episode of Bourbon and Blood. And today we're talking about The Kindred. When did I say this was? 1987, 6,
but you 8? Didn't introduce me in there. What are you?
And I'm joined as always by Mr. Brian. Raspy voice over here.
Brian.
And here we go. Welcome back. So yes, we are talking about The Kindred, and we thought we'd spice things up tonight. So we had Jack Daniels to go, but we also got Coke spiced zero sugar because we're watching our weight.
Yep. With a touch of a hot toddy and Jack honey. Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Coke Spice. We are now sponsored by Coke Spice. That'd be great. Yes. Yeah. Nice raspberry twist.
I could have been spicier, though, I believe.
I don't want my drinks to be spicy, I'm okay with that.
Throw a little bit of Tabasco cinnamon in there.
Whoa, it's so windy out.
Anyways, so yeah, we're here to talk about The Kindred. I wanted a fun 80s horror monster movie, and this delivered on all fronts.
Oh, yeah, it was decent acting and some very top tier stars were in it.
The storyline was actually pretty fun.
It was. I mean, it was, you know, typical horror, like you knew what was going to happen, kind of. But, you know, you didn't know what was going to happen. But there's a couple scenes where I was like, oh, yeah, person's part of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it was good. It was awesome. I thought the makeup was really good.
Special effects were pretty good. The monsters looked nice. Mm-hmm. There's a few scenes I'll talk about with gore-ish that I thought were really impressive. But we'll get to those when we get to that point. Well, let's get into this movie. Yeah. So we start off with this, like... I mean, this actually doesn't mean shit to the movie, but this like Porsche driving dude is just flying through the hills of wherever the fuck they're living. And he tries to pass an old couple on a truck and he drives into a house.
Or a trailer that was
the house sideways. Dropped off the trailer. That house in the middle of the street he drove into.
It was an homage to Mad Max.
Yes. So yeah, he died, or he didn't die. He had like brain damage and they weren't going to know if he survived. The ambulance picked him up. And then we get our first glimpse into kind of the bad guy's background.
Yep.
Because one of the ambulance drivers was like, is he brain dead? All right. And then they get pulled over by this other guy in a truck and he basically robs them.
No. He hit them.
Oh, yeah.
They careened off and then... He shows up and he knocks the other guy out and the guy was trying to pretend like he was sleeping. He goes, you know, you what we got to do.
Yeah.
But you broke my jaw, man. He goes, you know, you got to do it. So he hit him and throws the money at him.
Yeah. So he's a scumbag that sells almost dead people to scientific exploration.
Yeah.
Which is real bummer. Like, I really hope that never happens to me. How does a family member not come asking?
Where's my. Yeah.
So we go to Geneticel Corporation. So is it? I mean, it's still a hospital.
Well, I think it's a laboratory but it is like a. It looks like a hospital.
Though. Everyone acts like a hospital.
Yeah, I mean, they even had a desk, like a where you people are, you know, where you, an orderly desk.
Yeah, checking in.
Yeah.
We get to introduce to our main dude, John. I'm going to tell you right now, they did a great job in this movie of making us really love the B characters and did no time in making me hate John.
That's true. Even though John was kind of. Yeah,
I just thought John was one dimensional and lame. Yeah, he's a very attractive doctor and every girl swooning over him, but he had like no character depth. He was like, oh, I have to go take care of my mom.
Yeah. Yeah, he was very like, yeah, he. Bad actor. I mean, well, the problem was once you had like Rob Steiger.
Rob Steiger?
Well, he's from Heat of the Night type. Heat of the Night. Yeah. With Sidney Poitier. But he basically is like one of those old school kind of really good actors. So he did a good job.
Which character did he play? Was he Lloyd?
He was Lloyd. And so, yeah. So when you have him acting. And then you have this guy, John, who comes in and you're just like, John's very like, yeah, I need to, my mom. I need to. He wasn't monotone about it though. He was a B to C actor.
I know, but all the like side characters, I felt like were acting like circles around him.
Oh yeah, they for sure, because they ended up like either like they all ended up in later, which we can look up, but they, you know, later movies and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he goes to John, goes, hey, I need to. So he goes, oh, what? No, what do you say to him though? He goes, hey, like says something to him like, hey, take care or something. What do you say? Like,
to who?
Lloyd says something to him and he's like, okay.
Well, that was after, even though.
I jumped ahead. Okay.
The timeline is weird because he goes to see his mom and then he goes back to the hospital, but he was supposed to go straight to the house, according to his mom.
Oh, that's what it makes. Yeah. So basically John goes and he, you know, sees his grandma who had a heart attack. No, it's his
mom.
I thought it was, oh, his mom. Oh, and she had a heart attack and kind of creamed off a road. And basically she's like, yeah, you must go to the house and destroy my experiments and don't be tempted to carry on with my experiments. Don't be tempted. And you must destroy my experiments and Anthony.
I thought it was kind of funny because it felt like she was telling him, no, don't carry but on. Do. She's like, no, this work I've done for 15 years and I've worked very hard on, and there's tons of detailed notes that could change the world. Don't continue this.
Don't carry on. Yeah.
Burn it to wink, wink, the ground, wink, wink.
Yeah.
So he goes, instead of going straight to the house, like his mother asked, good job, John. He goes back to the hospital. He goes to his, I think boss or coworker, Lloyd.
No, he goes to Lloyd. I think it was his.
At the same place.
They work at the same place, but I don't think they were. He might have been a boss, but he might have been more contemporary because he kind of was like, hey, this is what I'm doing. But he didn't come in and was like, hey, I'm going to do this. Hey, can I do it? He just basically, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, I think they knew of each other's experiments or what they were kind of doing. But, you know, because he comes in and he, you know, said something to him, which is, I can't remember what he says. He leaves. And of course, Lloyd goes to his mother. It says, I need, give me that, get the information.
I need to know about Anthony.
But that was a really good acting
going
on right there. And I was like, wow, they're really good actors. But of course, mom dies of a heart attack.
And she could have survived it, but Lloyd pulled away the buzzer to get help.
Yep. See, that's what makes no sense, though. She should have been like, yeah, you should go to the... you should go, because, but of course you don't know they're like, you know, maybe he never seemed like a killer, although somebody goes, he has killer eyes.
Oh, so we're getting to that part now. So the doctor and his girlfriend are packing up and they're going to the house. Then we come back to Lloyd in his experimental room. He has, if you're a fan of Reanimator, it was very exciting, but he has the reanimation goo.
Yeah,
it was like the green goo that was like glowing. And I was like, ooh, is this like the same universe as Reanimator? Is this, are we in like,
oh yeah.
But so we find out that he's the one buying the dead bodies or the almost dead bodies and doing experiments on them. And then the dude that he's been buying bodies from comes in, is like, yo, I need more money.
Yeah. But he goes, oh yeah, I'll pay an extra $100. And he goes, no, man, what I'm saying. And he's like, I could threaten to, and he's like,
I don't like threatening the people I work for, but. which this guy gives off mad, super genius, evil villain scientist vibes. But
he
even
said that. He goes, do I look like a killer? And he goes, yes. And then he goes, first of all, if somebody goes, yes, I'm like, I'm not going the first through. I'm not letting a guy behind me. I'm like, why don't you go through the door first?
I mean, he's an idiot because he was like, follow me and I'll get your money. And they kept going through all these doors. We had to put in like security protocols to get through. Okay, where are you leading me, buddy?
Yeah.
But let's talk about that room, which never got brought up again, which I think is awesome.
Oh, yeah, because it had basically, it was almost like the Island of Dr. Moreau, but weirder. Like you had a fish guy. You had a woman who had like an octopus arm, but it wasn't really octopus. It had like bugs in it. And then you had another was like a pinhead kind of character. And then you had one more, and I don't recognize what the fourth one was.
Do you remember the Puppet Master movies?
Yes.
There's one with a drill head that's really like big.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what the pinhead one looked like to me.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, there was a fourth one. I don't remember, but
I mean, there's a room full of them.
That's what I mean. But there are four coming after him. And they just pulled him under and he gets taken care of. But gets me, though, is wait a minute. Like, it'll come at the end about this whole thing when I'm going to bring up all this stuff. So at this point, you know, John's like goes to his girlfriend and says, hey, I need to. He goes to the funeral.
Yeah. He goes to his mom's funeral. And all this was supposed to, like, the mom was like, please go take care of this today. And I mean, we've had a funeral and a death, and apparently he didn't take care of it today.
Oh, yeah. And then he goes, and then this woman, Melissa, who's a lab, you know, scientist, shows up. And I was like, yeah, this woman's like friends with Lloyd.
There's something fishy about her right from the start.
apropos. but she showed up, he goes, hey, yeah, you know, like about like. Sure, you know, talking science stuff. So he goes, yeah, hey, why don't you show up? I'm going on the weekend. Why don't you show up? And so he goes, but he gets his team together. And his team that he was working with, which has the name
just of, the best crew.
But these are the cool that like you had Brad, Hart,
Nell,
Cindy, Nell, and Sharon.
And Sharon was one that showed up.
Yeah. So Sharon's his girlfriend and he goes, hey, I need you. But this way, like, you know, John comes in and kind of like he's a dick. Like he's like, hey, I need you to do this. It's like she's like, hey, I'm here to help you. Like she's all like, I'm here to help you and support you. And hey, if you hear that noise in the background, that's two mongrels going crazy.
They're attacking
a little bit of home in there. But he goes, but he like just really, it's always about ordering. Like everyone else, he's really friendly to. But to her, hey, do this. Hey, do that. And she's like, hey, I'm here to support you. Blah, blah, blah. I was like,
he's not a very good boyfriend.
He's a horrible guy. He's horrible.
His ragtag group of medical staff. I love that.
That's a good one.
We get introduced to all of them when they're buying fruit. And Nell in the beginning was like, hey, can I have next weekend off for my parents' 75th anniversary? And then, hey, I'm buying this watermelon for my parents' 75th anniversary. And I'm like,
touch it.
I'm like, damn it. You're setting up this girl that has plans next weekend. She's dying. She's going to be one of the first to go. And I was pretty right. She was
one of the first to go. Was Duke.
Rest in peace, Duke.
Yeah, Duke, just little dog. They go, where did Duke go? And of course, he's so like, John is such a dick.
Yeah.
Because then this was the first time that he gets to the house and a tentacle comes up underneath the floor and whatever. And of course, Duke's like, ooh, I'm a dog. I have to go look at this. And, you know, but then after it's over, he's like, where's Duke? You know, like I'm kind of jumping ahead. And he goes, he's out there doing something. He'll come home. And I'm like, man, what a dick. If my dog ran down the block right now, though, I'm like, I wouldn't say it would run down the block. But if they did, I'd be like, where am I now? Where am I now? I wouldn't be like.
Did you just want to be on the podcast?
They do. Zola does. Zola's like, I want to be on the podcast.
I mean, it kind of sounds like the creature.
Yeah, pretty much. It's true. Very true. That's what fish sound like in that thing.
All right, you two.
Hey. So it just seemed like John didn't care about Duke dying.
No, I don't even think he mentioned it. Did he? Everyone else was looking for him.
Well, no, he goes, hey, where's Duke? Where's Duke? And he's just like, hey, he'll be back here soon. I'm too caught up in my own shit. And of course, Sharon must be real. Even she's super cute.
Cute.
And she's like, okay. Because like, you know, she just hadn't had the, you know, like the self-esteem to go, look, John, you're a piece of shit. Which that's what she should have done. But, you know.
She could do better.
Hell yeah, she could. Hell yeah. And then what rolls in that?
So the next night after the dog went missing, Nell's like, I need to go. I need to take this watermelon to my 75th parents' anniversary.
But
before she could take it to the car, the watermelon was sitting outside on the porch and we saw a tentacle go towards it. But then you didn't see a hole or anything. Like, because it got brought into the house, it almost got sliced.
Which that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
But what really didn't make sense is so she crashed into
Well, hold on before we crash.
Oh, I know, I know.
So the tentacle comes up out of the watermelon as she's driving. It's in the back seat. And like one of the tentacles goes up under the seat and grabs her foot. One of them goes around her face. But the coolest part, this was where some special effects, practical effects looked amazing. They weren't going into her. They were going up inside her skin. And
in
just
her ear, yeah, like, yeah.
You could see it moving through her face. And this was like mid-80s horror, like beautiful work.
Yeah, it was really great. Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Then it broke out of the, but they had the whole, like, even the thing breaking open and it being like a wormy and whatever was pretty amazing. It was definitely really good, like practical effects. It was amazing to this creature. But my question is, goes in the water. So now is that Anthony's like, yeah, man, I'm free. Why would he go back home? Anthony's free. He could have went like wherever he.
Maybe he's like a normal pet and like, all right, I got to find my way back home. Things are good at my house. I have my little den.
I got my little den. I got my, that's true. It's a little mud pit. Yeah, he's all good.
So she dies real sad because she was only in it a short amount of time. But honestly, I liked her more than I liked John. So
I liked everyone more than John.
Yeah.
So then, of course, they're like, hey, and then. But for some reason, they're out. And I don't know where, like, why Hart was out in the barn, but he finds Duke. And it was like, damn, Duke.
Yeah, Duke was mutilated in the barn.
And then
I think that's why he was out. I think they were out looking for Duke.
Oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden, man, like, Anthony's like, or the kindred goes.
No, you can go Anthony. He's got a name.
And Anthony goes right into him and kind of like, goes around and like attacks him and basically has him, but he has enough defense. Hart basically is fighting him off, grabs a sickle and he sickles his arm and he runs out.
The Anthony did get it. I mean, he was choking him, but he got one of his tentacles into his neck, which looked really cool. And then when he was running back to the house, he was holding his neck. There was blood gushing everywhere. And they were, I mean, they should have all left, but they were smart to like grab him and take him to the hospital right away. That's not normally a horror movie trope, to be honest.
That is very true.
Let's just hold some pressure on and lay here for a while. No, they were like, instantly go to the doctors. So they get him there. He's all drugged up and passed out.
But Melissa's like, don't tell him what happened. We don't want to scare anybody.
Yeah.
And then so he gets there. And of course, you know, John is like, oh, shit, this is on my watch. Granted, this is the 80s and nobody really sues anybody for like, you know, this kind of shit. So if this was like right now, it'd be like, first of all, I need you to sign all like non-competes. I need you to sign that you're doing this because. So John does out of the kindness of his thelist heart. And he's like, hey, and he's like, who attacked him? And the doctor's like, well, I don't think it was a dog because we find hymocyacin or something.
Hymocycle, hymosynthesis, For the rest of this podcast, we will be referring to this as semen because it's from a sea creature and it looks like semen. So fair warning to anyone who is disgusted by the word semen.
Or moist.
I don't think we need to use the word moist at all in this.
Well, there's later on where I'm going to use it.
Okay.
just because I'm going to use it. But so he, you know, he goes, oh, so he comes back.
Oh, I have one other thing to say about the heart attack. Right. Because his name's Hart and he was attacked, not the mom who got a heart attack, which I realize now sounds confusing. So
she had a panic attack. I don't know.
Hart was being attacked by this creature. It was a dramatic scene. He used a sickle to cut off the leg and run back all bloody. What I want to say, I think everyone should watch this movie because I thought it was a blast, is the music they chose for this whole scene. Yep. If you paid attention, it sounded like the music they use in a Disney cartoon when it's raining. Like it was like, like something intense is happening. And it's like this sweet kind of sad music. But like, come on, who scored this movie? Give us some intensity.
He was trying to be less because he had to go to the doctor.
Well, that was all during the battle scene. Yeah. Even it.
Oh yeah, but it was definitely it was, and that was a good. I mean, that was like the effects of that were really well. Like I feel like we will definitely have to look at things.
Well, who did the effects?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because that was just really good. Like, he did a really good job. Like, there's some of those, I know, you know.
I mean, every time we saw Anthony, it looked good. A lot of times it was a little cheesy, but I mean, how else do you make a squid monster?
It's true. Squidman.
Yep. Squidman.
So at this point, though, that I think, you know, we all know, well, the viewers understand Melissa is a dirty scoundrel.
Yes.
But she goes in the basement. For some reason, John goes, I'm not going, I don't go in the basement.
Let's just talk about that for 5 seconds. John's searching this whole house, and he's surprised that they changed his bedroom he grew up into as or turned it into like this lab. But and they're like,
evolve, have you that pain, everybody?
Yeah. And he's like, we can't check the basement. All it is a laundry room. There's no need to check down there. Are you fucking kidding me? This whole movie, no need to check in the basement.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Even though there's, you know, the floorboards are all tearing through and there's weird, like, you need to be like wondering what's downstairs. Although I'm going to go back to when I went to college. When I left home, my mom turned my room into literally a den. I was like, I guess that means I've moved up.
Yeah.
And so that's what John apparently was now like, this kid does.
There's one point, though, before any of it got revealed where John's like, I've searched this whole house for these books, except for the basement, because there's just a laundry room. I'm like, are you?
What?
Why would you not search everywhere, including the laundry room?
But Melissa, of course, was like, oh, I'm going down the basement. And she sees three jars and they're all named Anthony 1, 2, and 3. And of course she finds the little books and she's like kind of looking through them like, ooh, nice. And she goes, oh, let me open one of these up. Even though the thing is she's moving the lid, it's just to move. The thing is alive. And of course the thing jumps on her and
I want to jump out. I want to know what's so special about Anthony 4, because Anthony 2 seems alive and well.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Why was it a failed experiment?
Well, he failed because he died.
He didn't die.
He did, though, because they brought him back to Dr. Lloyd and he was dead.
But he wasn't dead at that point when she found him.
Well, yeah, because she chopped his arm off, putting the lid back on. But what about 1 and 3?
Well, they're still alive, too, because remember at the end, we'll get to that. But
yeah, but that was weird at the end. We all go back. But so she finds it and then she's like, hey, she tries to make a move a little bit, like she's coming up, you know, because of course John comes upstairs and his girlfriend's like, look, man, like what's, you know, she's, you know, trying to ask him what the hell's going on. I'm doing all this work for you. And he's just like, he's being nonchalant on it because he's like, are you attracted to Melissa? And he's like, I'm not going to answer that on the grounds it will incriminate me.
He was like, she was just keeping her tone about herself, being calm and collected, telling her all her issues with the situation of this trip.
And
he's like, well, I'll let you get back to it. And just like shut the door behind her.
Yeah.
What a dick.
It was the 80s, though, man. Men didn't share their feelings. I don't know. And so, of course, he goes in the room like, yeah, man. Then Melissa comes in and she's like, hey, with some, you know, liquor. Rolling in on him and he's all like really getting it tempting. He's like, I just can't do it. Of course you can't do it because your girl, because that's the thing you got to worry about. Like girls who seem very like quiet and calm. She catch you cheating. She's going to like steak knife your ass.
Yeah.
You know, but
also I hate the trope in 80s and 90s movies where like a guy will make out with a girl for a minute and be like, I can't do this. And look like a good person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You shouldn't even got that far, buddy. You should have had her tongue down your throat and then be like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is going not the way I was expecting it when you put your mouth on mine.
You're like, get out of my room. But we learned it was basically just a ruse for Melissa to steal the keys because she wanted the keys to the car. And then she brings, obviously, the Anthony 2 with the armless... You know, one of the arms missing, too.
I have one complaint about that.
No.
They were all at the house. She showed up in the middle of the night. Where is her car?
Oh.
She didn't come with them.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't come with the 4. They came the next morning. She didn't come with the 2. Because maybe they came
Dr. Lloyd dropped her off.
Well, then why would you not question that when you wake up in the morning and she's working in the office? Like, hey, where's your car? How did you get here?
Uber.
In the 80s. Nowadays that would work, but
yeah. Or a cab. But So then she, you know, she's like, I'm sick. And Dr. Lloyd's like, hey, here's some more, you know, take the pain, you know, to help you. And you're like, okay, you know, it's weird because she starts getting all like, you know, kind of pale. And but you don't really know, is she an experiment of his?
Yeah.
You know, you don't know really. So she comes back and, you know, all nonchalant the next morning. Hey.
So the next morning is when they go back to the hospital to check on their buddy who's in the hospital. And that's when the doctor's like, hey, I found this semen inside of him. What is it? Hydro, whatever.
Hymocilium.
So they found the semen inside his neck and his blood. And they're like, there's only one other times I've ever seen this semen. And it was this other dude who was like a, you know, a lawn care dude. And it turns out that was someone that worked for his mom. So John's putting all this together in his brain. He's like, all these people are getting semen for my mom.
My mom's a whore.
So he goes back. He confronts everyone. You think it's going to be a big blowout. And then.
But he really just wondered. He really goes on and goes, look. But he couldn't really figure. Like, it was like he thought Melissa was up to something, or he's just a really bad actor. Because at one point, everybody's like, okay, like they're doing all the work and they're like, oh yeah, there's a hybrid. And she's like, you must keep him or whatever. Like, it was weird. And he's like everyone here is just like, yeah, man, let's get rid of this fucking thing. And she's like, oh, hey, you must save it. Your mom would want you to do this. You're like, bitch, how'd you know my mom? How'd you know my mom's? You know,
no, at the beginning at the funeral, she's like, I worked with your mom.
Oh, I worked with my. Oh, that's right, right.
That's the whole reason she even went up there, because it's not like some scientist randomly walked up to John and like, I want to go help you clean a house.
Well, she was something.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what she wanted to do, clean a house. Maybe she was a miracle worker. I don't know.
I don't remember exactly what led up to the next part, but she starts. How did she get sick? How did they end up in the bathroom? Oh, no.
So, he's like, I'm getting rid of this damn thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, and he goes, I'm going to destroy this thing. Because I think at this point, he knows that this, because of course, everything's kind of like, because no, he goes back. He goes, he and Cindy.
They went to the hospital.
They went to the hospital and he goes, look at this. And he has that semen. She basically puts it in like,
oh, they do the science experiment.
Yeah. So they put in the pill bottle, come back with it. And they find out that the semen and John's blood are the same as, you know, and so he's like, we're going to destroy this thing. We're going to find it and kill it. So they're walking through that, you know, Melissa pulls like a dart gun. Like, how in the hell? How each one of these have like some kind of like harpoon in their homes? I am not really sure.
Yeah. There's actually no guns in this movie. Everyone's got harpoon guns.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I think they're sticking with the sea shanty style.
Yeah. Hey, let me dodge out of the way of that. And, you know, but. And she's like, I won't let you do it. Like, Anthony grabs her, big giant. Oh, no. Before that, though, Brad is like, fuck this. He's like, I'm out of here. And he tries to leave.
But he tries to get the car started.
Yeah. And then, of course, Anthony must be a giant ass octopus, like takes the car, flips it upside down. And he's like, oh, hell no. That's when they run back in.
Yes, that's when she pulls the dart gun on him, and she's in the bathroom next to the
window.
Laundry shirt, which was talked about earlier as a way that John would sneak around the house. Yep. But this tentacle comes out of the laundry chute.
No, through the window.
No, it goes through the laundry chute. Oh, does it go through? Yeah, it does.
Through the window.
Yeah, because they're still in the study.
Yeah, so the window. Point. Yeah, so it goes through the window, grabs him, and he's like, she's, you know, and they, of course, take like something, stab it, and everybody gets squirted with more semen.
Oh yeah, that thing squirts everywhere. And like, I'm not trying to be just gross. If you watch this movie, whatever it's spraying is white, sticky, and it looks
bukkake.
It looks like bukkake. So they take her to the bathroom and she's like, I'm sick, I'm not healthy.
I'm shit.
And it's amazing. This practical effect looks awesome too. Her like ribs started opening up because she had gills. Her cheeks and neck started opening up. And she became like white, pale, and fishy. And then she became like a fish person. Her fingers got webbed.
Yeah, but it made no sense. They should have picked her up like, oh my gosh, she's turning into a fish. Because literally, though, John's like, let her die in his mind. Because my first instinct was like, fill the tub.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't you fill the tub, throw her in, and like let her live. At least she can figure out what the hell's going on. Then she can die on her own if she wants. And but Brad's like, what the? Brad's always my favorite because
Brad was the best character.
But he has been in a lot of like 80s movies. Like, yeah, I recognized him. I just don't know from what. And I was trying to look all the movies I'd seen him in. I'd seen those movies.
His face looks like Andy Samberg. So I feel like Andy Samberg could play him.
Yeah, but he also reminded me. Oh, he also has a face like the guy who was in Animal House, who did the Twisted Sister. Like, what are you gonna do with your life? He kind of had that jawline.
Yeah,
but I recognize him from other stuff I'd seen in him, and then he's like, it grabs him, and that's where they basically put like ammonia, or they put like Drano on it, and he's afraid. He's like, damn. And they're like, but after this though, they're kind of running and they're out on the porch.
No, they're trying to shut the doors, which doesn't make sense because it's in the house clearly. And he moves the fridge in front of the door, and the girlfriend comes out and starts fighting with him. And then that's when the girlfriend, which she mentioned at the beginning, so foreshadowing that these floorboards are really like rotted out and falling apart.
Oh yeah, because she was like picking at it. And then she falls through
into like the sludgiest, slimiest like pit ever.
Yeah. And then you made a good point. Like, they're like, they throw down, hey, we're going to save you. They throw down a rope. And of course, she isn't tied around her. She just holds on to it.
So this is a PSA for anyone. If you're trapped somewhere and someone throws you a rope, don't try to just hold on, especially if it's a long way up. Your body strength, your upper arm strength is not going to be strong enough, especially if you just fell traumatically into a hole.
Yeah.
Wrap it around your waist. You still hold on to it, but that way you can get lifted up.
Exactly. And so then it's just coming down. Was that when she's down there, all of a sudden, like, Anthony tries to go after her, and then John comes down and he like attacks it? How is he? I don't remember how he like attacked her, but somehow he saves her. And but they're still down there, and they're like, well, what we're gonna do is not go up the thing, we're gonna go through. Crawl through the crevices, which you make a good point. This is in the basement, by the way. This is in the basement.
Yeah.
The basement. But I could have swore that, like, was the lab on the second floor or the first floor?
The lab was on the second floor.
Yeah. So they literally climbed up a shaft.
Oh, yeah. Because they went up the laundry chutes.
That's horseshit.
All right. Let's backtrack a little here. He said he would climb up the laundry chute to get around the house. Is that weird, caverny part of the house something he's already familiar with then?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. That's it. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Because
they found the laundry chute.
Yeah, but
through the holes.
Oh, yeah. But did it go down? I mean, so when he went down the laundry chute, did it go into the laundry room or into a giant cavern?
I don't know.
I know. A little, yeah. But then they're like, oh my gosh. And so it's Cindy. Hart shows up.
Yes, Hart, like, Hart
left the hospital. He's like, I'm gonna save him. Because all of a sudden he went, I know what the hell's going on. He got better and he runs, or he drives an ambulance from 1950s.
It looked awesome.
It did. Actually, it was like the Ghostbusters.
Basically. Yeah, that's why I probably loved it.
Yeah. And so he gets there and he's like, hey, and then Cindy falls in a hole, gets taken. And you're like, oh my God. And then basically Brad and Hart get, like, Brad's getting sucked in again. And then, of course, they're like, play the lullaby. And then they, of course, John and Milch are upstairs. They play the lullaby.
Yeah, we didn't mention that earlier. Okay. There's a bunch of tapes that have a lullaby that
calm it.
Yeah, that calm it.
Because they used to call John. It would calm John when he was a child.
So as a stereotype, or a stereotypical villain, Lloyd shows up at this point because you can't kill my baby, my creature, or this creature, because I want it. I want it alive.
But it's crazy because at this point,
he also had a harpoon gun.
He did too. He did an harpoon. But his character, though, was weird because it was like he was the whole time he was like, look, I want Anthony. But John was like, well, you can have him dead.
Yeah.
But it was like, but it wasn't like John was like, this is my mother's stuff. It was basically like, I don't care. It was weird. Like, the dynamic was like, I don't want to hurt you, but give me Anthony type thing. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like violent until he was like, and of course, he's got the harpoon gun, but they've already decided like, we are going to kill him. And they had all this electricity lined up, which I'm not really sure how they got.
It showed them pulling out electricity from different areas of the house and throwing the cords towards that hole.
Yeah, but what'd they put around it? Garbage? Like they went in and
they put something that he would eat.
Oh,
he ate it.
Yeah, like fish, probably. Who knows?
There was like a weird scene where Lloyd shot the harpoon and ruined the electric box for a minute. So they had to use a penny. He's like, "You're going to need this." And he pulled out a penny. I'm like, was this somewhere else in the movie?
Yeah.
Like, where did this penny come from? And why is it important? Anyway, yeah. So they put the penny in, they electrocute Anthony and he melts into like five different iterations of himself. There's one where he's like, so he slowly becomes more and more human as this whole
electricity is going on. Oh, yeah. It was like, but what it was like, it was like he was in a cocoon.
Yeah.
It was breaking open the cocoon and he was becoming human.
And as this was happening, one of his tentacles opened up to another tentacle, which wrapped around Lloyd's foot. So we were seeing like Lloyd's about to bite it.
And then he got like a bunch in the face, much of
semen. Everyone got the semen in the face. No, but
he definitely got it.
Oh yeah, his face is so pregnant right now.
And then they pulled him down, and then you're like, oh shit, and they're like, oh, but so it goes to the end, right? So okay, so all this happens, and like it's dead.
And then I got a thing to say here, though.
Oh,
so it was kind of dusk when all this was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Lloyd showed up, yeah. It was like dusk outside. It cut to basically, I think, the next morning because it was bright and shining. Yep. Like they slept in that house with everything that just happened.
Maybe they passed out from the pain, you know.
I'm just saying, like, yeah. That was a crazy day. Let's go to bed, guys.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy though because at the end, so Cindy's like still gone. They're like, oh man, Cindy's still gone. And then, but here's the thing: so Cindy's still gone, and then. So John is still being a total dick. Goes, hey Brad, go down and get the notebooks from the basement. And
why is he still collecting these notebooks? Is he going to continue the research?
Well, I'd been like Brad. I've been like, why don't you go kiss my ass, motherfucker? I just literally fought a freaking tentacle man. You know where I'm going? I'm going outside. And I'm gonna have my last cigarette by myself.
Yeah,
because that the whole thing in the movie is like. Hey, look at this. I got this, like, because he was trying to quit smoking. And so he had this, like, contraption he made where basically a cigarette came up and
it was lit.
The woman was like, oh, the thing destroys your cigarettes. He goes, yeah, because it's for non-smokers.
Yeah.
But then he goes, but just in case, I do have one left, just in case there's an atop or whatever. And that's the one he's like, please let it work, whatever. But at the end, he's down, and all of a sudden, he goes in this room, and he gets attacked by all these little, like...
They're like leech versions of it.
Yeah, they're little...
And they're everywhere. Where did these things come from?
Well, because when Cindy went down in that hole, there was a pulsating red thing.
Yeah, was it a heart? Is the house technically Anthony?
I think he was... It's kind of one of those kind of, like... Humanoids from the deep or some
love
shit
that movie.
I know where basically it's impregnating it a bit, but it's created its own business.
Yeah.
And because you don't really know, like all you can assume is, oh, it's replicating from something. But at the end, all these things are attacking him. And he's like, he somehow gets out. Brad gets out. And he's like, oh no, man. But he was like, F this, start picking all these gas canisters, throws them there.
Dude, Brad's the hero of this movie.
He is. And he throws them all in there and he takes some gas. What's left, he throws it in there and he takes some magnesium and he takes us, you know, and he puts it on the floor and rubs it out. And he's like, yeah, you run. And he takes his last smoke and he's like, ah, and he puts it down as kind of a timer. But then John goes in the house, like, where's Brad? And John comes in and there's Cindy is crawling out of the hole that everybody left. And you're like, hey, where's Cindy? And everybody's like, it was kind of like a weird kind of humor we're going on. Goes and he's fighting her and then Brad runs out. Oh yeah, where's John? And they're like, John ran back in.
Yeah.
What? So he runs back in. They run out, and then the whole place explodes.
Also, another point that John is a piece of shit. Everyone else is collecting stuff for John, and John came up to everyone. He's like, I've been looking for Cindy all night. I'm sorry. Did you not look very hard?
I know.
She just crawled out of that hole by herself. Yeah. It's like, true. If you would have went down there and said, Cindy, I'm here. The creature's dead. Come out.
Yeah.
She said she was hiding. John sucks.
He's horrible. But I was thinking about this after the thing was done. The retribution he's got, you know, Nell, you know, like,
yeah.
Where did she go? Like they would
poor
like,
Nell.
I know, like, oh, she left. And when she's heading, you know, whatever, they'd be like, where's her car? But was Anthony, that part of Anthony, is that thing like a swamp creature going through the thing?
Yeah. What if there's, you're right.
Right.
Cause apparently it makes a bunch of different ones of them.
Yeah. There's a few of them. Right. So it's like, is it moving? And then at the end, I was thinking, wow, it's going to be really interesting for Dr. Lloyd is when they're like, hey, what happened to Dr. Lloyd? And they go into his office and find that whole room that's
I don't think they can get to it. Those, but in time, all those poor creatures are going to die.
That's true. They're going to or eat them. It'd be like cockroach, one left standing.
We forgot a very fun jump scare. Okay. What is the girlfriend's name again?
Sharon.
So Sharon is doing cleaning and dishes in the grossest fucking sink possible. And the water's like brown and mucky. And you're then like, she hears bubbling, looks over it, and like a face hugger attacks her face. And John has to pull it off.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the only part we didn't talk about.
Oh yeah, it was like, but yeah, because that was at the very end, and you're just like, okay, it's a done. But you're like, you know, we have to throw a couple more in there. They jumped in there, meaner, like ambulance, and
yeah,
left.
So yeah, that was the movie. It was right. Awesome, fun. I highly suggest it for everyone.
Yes, it was very good. It was definitely a very good like watch. I enjoyed that more than what it'll make you want to do is look at some of the other movies that they were in. Because Melissa was the actress who is in, she was in Leviathan.
Yeah.
That's a main, that was the biggest one. I think she was the most, and then of course, Rod Steiger, Heat of the Night, and whatnot.
Well, thanks guys for listening to another episode of Bourbon and Blood. We'll be back very soon.
Oh, bye. Yes. Bye.